Welcome back to Giants.com, and it's time for yet another edition of the Preview Report, brought to you by New Era. I'm John Schmelk. It's the 4-6 New York Giants hosting the 5-5 Dallas Cowboys at MetLife Stadium. The Giants have won four straight games, and this is their third in a row at home. The Dallas Cowboys are coming off a bye week and a blowout loss to the New Orleans Saints 2 weeks ago. It is a must-win game for the Giants to not only tie the Cowboys in the standings, but also to come within one game of the Philadelphia Eagles, who are in first place in the NFC East. They are on a bye week. Let's take a look at the injury report, and the Giants are getting healthier. The only two players questionable for this game are Akeem Nicks and Brandon Jacobs. Corey Webster is out. Everyone else is probable they should play. As for the Dallas Cowboys, their three linebackers, Durant, Lee, and Holloman, will be out. Everyone else is probable for this game. So these teams getting healthier, it should be a great matchup. Now it's time to break down the game. To do it, we're joined by Paul Dottino, beat reporter for WFAN, and of course a contributor to all things New York football Giants. Paul, this is a huge game. It cannot be understated. If the Giants do not win, they are going to need a ton of help if they want to make it into the playoffs.
Well, you know, John, we've been talking about this now for approximately a month, that the Giants had to put together a string of wins to even have a chance to get back into the race. They have done that. The roadmap is in front of them. Now they have to execute, because this is the next step in terms of them trying to get into the playoffs.
And if they want to do it, they'll have to slow down the Cowboys quarterback, Tony Romo. Giants defensive coordinator Perry Fuel had high praise for the Cowboys quarterback, comparing him to some of the game's great quarterbacks.
See, he's seen it all. You know, he's kind of like, in my mind, he's like Peyton and Tom Brady and those guys. He's been in the league a long time. He's seen every coverage known to man, you know. So, yeah, you'll try to disguise and do some things like that, but they employ a pretty quick game against us. I know they threw the ball like over 30 or 40 times against us in the first ball game, and he was getting the ball out quick, you know. So it depends on the approach that he comes out with and what the philosophy they're going to come out with, because you can disguise yourself out of position.
And Paul, Perry Fuel talked about it right there. In that first game against the Giants to neutralize the pass rush, the Cowboys went to a very quick, short passing game. Now they have all their weapons back. Do you expect them to have a similar strategy this week to not only neutralize the pass rush, but prevent turnovers? Romo just 6 interceptions this year.
Well, there's no doubt that philosophy has been very good for Romo. But here's the caveat, John. They're expecting some real nasty weather over the weekend at MetLife Stadium. And so that would lend itself to a running game and a shorter passing game than what teams might want to otherwise do. The other thing that you have to keep in mind is that the Giants pass rush is starting to show a little more bite in recent weeks than it did back then. And when you couple the fact that the Cowboys offensive line has been rather inconsistent this year, you could understand why they may continue to play that patient and more conservative type of attack.
But they will want to try to get the ball into the hands of their many, many weapons.
Oh, yeah.
Dez Bryant, Jason Witten, you know about them. But look, Miles Austin is back from a hamstring. Cole Beasley's been a very effective slot receiver as well. Tony Romo has a ton of options here.
Well, he does, John. And the thing that they're going to try to do, in my opinion, is to try to get as many yards after the catch as possible to turn small plays into big plays. You know, it was Miles Austin who caught 10 passes for a team high in week one against the Giants. He's been out for 3 weeks because of a sore hamstring. But you can bet they're going to be looking at him, especially since the Giants know Corey Webster is out. So it's probably going to be Trumaine McBride on him and Prince Amukamara on Dez Bryant. So if you were Tony Romo, which matchup would you try?
And they're probably going to give Prince some help over the top on Dez Bryant as well, as most teams do, get him frustrated early and sometimes take him out of the football game. The Cowboys will also want to run the football. DeMarco Murray is healthy, and he had a very good game against the Giants in week number one. John Beeson knows, like it has been the last few weeks, stopping the run is job number one for the New York football Giants.
He's been their guy. They brought him in. He came out hot, and he's been banged up this year, but he's more than capable of being a home run threat, and he's a three-down back, and he's made their offense better when he's in there. So no question, they're better off, especially coming off the bye week.
And, Paul, Murray actually had more success against the Giants than most running backs have had this year.
Yeah.
And one of the reasons is the Cowboys like to run around the edge, which gets away from those Giants defensive tackles who have played so well this year.
Yeah, they really have, John. In fact, when you look at the Giants' success against the run, over the course of the last 7 weeks, they have faced 5 top 10 running backs in this league, including LeSean McCoy twice. those backs have averaged less than 50 yards a game on the ground. So the Giants have done everything they needed to do to stop opponents' running games. The question is, can they continue to do it now with a quarterback who is so dynamic that he can hit you over the top if you cheat against the run?
Now, the Giants on offense will have an advantage. They've faced some backup quarterbacks. Well, this week, they're going to face the backup quarterback of the Cowboys' defense. That's because Sean Lee is not going to play with a hamstring injury. Ernie Sims will be in the middle. Victor Cruz knows the Cowboys' defense isn't the same without their captain.
I think it's going to have a big impact. He's the guy that makes all their calls. He's basically the leader on that defense, in my opinion. And not having him there is huge for their defense. And it's just it's going to be different for them. But, you know, it's something that every team in this league has to face, and facing an injury. And other guys have to step up. And I think Ernie Sims is filling that void. And I think he's a good player. He's extremely fast, extremely quick. So he's definitely going to be a handful for us as well.
Paul, Ernie Sims was a high draft pick. He's an athlete, but he hasn't played middle linebacker in quite a while. And boy, he's no Sean Lee.
No, he's not. He played middle linebacker with the Detroit Lions, I think it was 4 or 5 years ago. That's how long it's been.
When Rod Marinelli was actually their head coach.
That's correct. And so they're hoping that he's going to be able to scrape the rust off. I was reading this week the quotes out of Dallas saying that he really wasn't feeling too confident and too comfortable. That's an issue. No question about it, especially since the Giants seem to have gotten their running game going over the past month. Not necessarily big numbers, but enough to move the chains and to keep defenses honest. And if the Giants can continue to move the chains on the ground, it's really going to make things a lot easier for Eli.
And even though Ernie Sims is taking over at that mic spot, it'll be Bruce Carter that'll be making all the calls in the huddle for Dallas. He played well at the end of last year, but has had some issues tackling this season.
Very inconsistent.
And you mentioned that Giants running attack. Well, the Cowboys rush defense has not exactly been stellar the last few weeks, and it really suffered against the Saints once Sean Lee went out with that knee injury. They had over 200 yards on the ground.
Yeah, so the thing about it is they are a pass rush first team in terms of their mentality. You're looking at George Selvey on the left defensive end, who's got 6.5 sacks. He's strictly going after the quarterback. He really does not play the run very well at all. Teams are averaging 6.5 yards a carry when running around Selvey's edge. That's a horrible number if you're the Dallas Cowboys. And on the other side, look, we know DeMarcus Ware is probably 80% or so because of a bad quad.
That's still pretty good.
Yeah, it is. They've been saying he was 75 against the Saints, so I'm going to give him a little bit of a boost. They had a bye week. I'll give him that. But what do you want to do against Ware? You want to wear him down. Run at him, and wear him down so that in the third quarter and the fourth quarter, not only is he not going to play the run well, but he may not be able to rush the passer that well.
No pun intended.
Not at all.
And, of course, while the Cowboys' rush defense numbers are bad, their pass defense numbers are even worse.
Atrocious.
They are giving up more passing yards than any other team in the league. In fact, as a whole, the Cowboys' defense has given up more yards through 10 games than they have in their franchise's history. Offensive coordinator Kevin Gilbride has taken a look at the tape, and this is what he thinks the Dallas Cowboys do in the secondary and coming after the quarterback.
One of the best at turning the ball over. They do a great job. You still see a lot of talent. You know, you got the first-round draft pick at a corner. You got the one they paid the high price. You got some great defensive linemen. Fortunately for us, a couple of them are hurt, so that doesn't hurt our cause. So we're delighted to see that. But, you know, DeMarcus Ware and Hatcher and those company are as good as anybody we face. So they'll be all revved up, looking to get after us and inflict as much punishment and harm as they can on our offense. So we know we're going to have our hands full.
So, Paul, it's not all cover two, but really, whatever zone or man the Cowboys have played on defense, it hasn't been very effective. They've given up more than 600 yards in two of their last three games, and four times they've given up 400 yards to opposing quarterbacks.
Yeah, it's a bad situation if you're in Dallas because their corners have been underachieving, quite frankly, throughout the course of the season, and their safeties haven't played that well either. In fact, I'm being told that Skandrick, who's really their nickelback, has been their best secondary guy all season long.
No question about it.
And so, you know, he's probably going to be grouped to Victor Cruz. I mean, that makes a whole lot of sense. But the thing about it is they're playing a lot of cover three. Why do you play cover three? Basically because you just don't want to get beat deep and you don't have the skills to cover. And so that should leave a lot of the middle of the field open, especially in those medium range routes.
They are getting healthier back there. Morris Claiborne should play, and that will allow Orlando Skandrick to cover Victor Cruz even in the slot.
Coming off a hammy, Claiborne.
And their safety, Wilcox, is back there replacing Heath in the backfield. So the Cowboys hope that'll give him a little bit of boost in the secondary. Now, we're going to give you a bonus cut this week, and that's because the Cowboys special team has really been one of the best in football, and that's because of their returner Dwayne Harris. Steve Weatherford is one of the guys that's going to have to control him.
I've punted to him plenty. You know, I mean, he's definitely very talented, great special teams player, one of their captains. But, you know, if we go out there and punt like we're capable of punting and cover like we're capable of covering, that should be an issue.
And, Paul, it's no mystery. The Giants' special teams have certainly struggled this year at times. And 2 weeks ago, when they played in inclement weather conditions, Steve Weatherford struggled with the wind. To me, this is a very dangerous part of this game that the Giants are going to have to beware of. Dwayne Harris could be a game changer.
Well, first of all, the Giants special teams units, their kickers actually practiced some in MetLife Stadium this week.
Oh, wow.
To try to get more acclimated to the game day conditions. I think that's important. But I got a message for Steve Weatherford and for Josh Brown. Harris is not to touch the ball. It's that simple. He's that good. Second in the league in punt return average and in kickoff return average. He is a game breaker. No matter what the Giants do on offense or defense, he can turn this thing around single-handedly. So my advice to the Giants special teams units, don't let him touch the ball.
Paul Dottino is available for special team coordinator duties. Paul, we appreciate the time as always, my friend. What's your one key for the Giants to beat Dallas on Sunday?
Well, John, I think it has to go back to what we saw in week one when the Giants had six turnovers and basically allowed Dallas to steal that game. If the Giants played clean football, they probably would have won by two touchdowns. I just think the Giants have to play clean, sound, fundamental, patient football on both sides of the line of scrimmage.
Here's a magic number, 11. The Cowboys plus 11 this year turnover ratio, the Giants minus 11. Turn that around, it could be a victory. Also, both offensive lines protecting their quarterbacks, controlling the opposing pass rush, whichever group does better, that could lead to victory as well.
Man, it certainly would help.
Paul, appreciate the time.
You got it, John.
I know you're going to have a lot of fun on Sunday.
Hey, it's what it's all about, NFC East, baby.
No question about it. For Paul Dottino, I'm John Schmoke. That's all the time we have for the Preview Report, brought to you by New Era. Enjoy the game on Sunday, everybody.
Preview Report is brought to you by New Era. Speak with your cap. Get the New Era on-field 5950 cap today.